Amazon.
Yep.
That's where I have to go. I went to Maplin Electronics in Blackpool in Cork looking for the earbuds that had been recommended to me. The ones that would wow me with their sound and be better, because I'm a little bit, well, let's just call it hard of hearing.
Yeah,
I'm a hard of hearing guy, so I need a especially good pair of earbuds. That's my theory. Otherwise, I keep pushing the earbuds in and I'll give myself brain damage, you know. But anyway, I have to go to Amazon next, and my because they didn't have them in the shop, and I guess these are designed to be sold on the internet. That's why they keep the price really, really low. But I am unsure about how long it takes to get stuff from Amazon to Ireland, and I need a bit of advice. So I will be the first person I meet, the first trust agent I meet. I'll be asking the question, you know, can I buy with confidence from, where am I now? I don't want to get lost. Can I buy with confidence from Amazon and get the product before I leave Ireland? Well, let's say it's Monday today. Can I get them delivered by Friday? That's the real issue. I give myself a kind of false deadline of one day, pretend I'm going on holidays on Friday, and decide, right, in that case, I need to get hold of these super duper earbuds by Friday. Yep, the sound of music is on in Cork. Yep, the sound of music, well, to be absolutely accurate, the sound of music is coming to Cork from July the 27th to August the 18th. It looks like a big show in the Cork Opera House. There's an absolutely enormous piece of canvas with the design on it, advertising the, directed by Brian Flynn, FLYNN, The Sound of Music. I love that. I love The Sound of Music. I think the actual film of The Sound of Music was terrific. And to this day, I love it. And of course, I'm lucky enough to have a 6-year-old daughter who also loves it. But I say this as somebody who can kind of sing along a little bit with the sounds of it, but can't really sing at all. But what a story, though. I mean, it really does touch my heart, the story of The Sound of Music. Do you like it? Do you like, is it also one of your favourites? I mean, it certainly has stood the test of time. There are not that many. Like, The Wizard of Oz is another one that has stood the test of time. But how many real, huge favourites? You know, the fashions come and go, things are flashy for a while, but The Sound of Music seems to go on forever. I'm right down on the river, right down on the quays. Cork is full of quays. I wish I could name them all to you, but there must be at least 10 quays in Cork. Anyway, I'm right down on the river. And it's funny, for some reason, into my head popped the memory of an extraordinary experience I had once when I was driving along the quays in Cork. And she came on the phone with me, she did. Yes, Liz Strauss from Chicago came on the phone with me as I was driving along. Now, it wasn't totally unexpected. She had said that she wanted to speak to me. And it was a phone call I was looking forward to. But it just happened to be there and then at that spot when I was on the quays. So Liz Strauss, co-founder with Terry Starbucker of Subcon, the most sociable community that I have come across online. Okay, there we are. Let me say something about this. I've been talking a little bit earlier about the benefits of being sociable. However we do our business, however we do earn our living, however we conduct our lives, let's be good, sociable human beings. Doesn't mean be as extrovert or as extreme, you know, as I can be sometimes, but just let's be sociable, decent with each other and talking and being friendly and being open to suggestions and supporting each other and building little collaborations here and there that work and building enormous collaborations that work too. But that's another story. But basically, let's just be very sociable. And I can tell you that two people stand out in my mind as having the power of being tremendously sociable. And one is Liz Strauss, and the other is Jane Boyd over there in Vancouver. You know, she's still conducting her 45 conversations, and I forget how many she's done right now, but she's showing how you can be very sociable and build a business at the same time. So here we are. I'm passing the time trying to get myself to Fusion PR to a very sociable man called Greg Canty, who, if you've never come across Greg Canty Fusion, I want to give a big shout out for one aspect of Greg Canty in particular. He writes blog posts that really are particularly good at attracting people to commenting on the blog post. Now, all bloggers struggle with this. Struggle might not be the right word. But, you know, we'd all like to have more comments on our blog. You could have a good look at Greg Canty, C-A-N-T-Y, F-U-Z-I-O-N, at his blog posts. I've read a few by him that have really made me think, how does he do it? He just seems to be such a natural. And I'm going to have some nice bit of company with him. It'll be a nice sociable evening ahead while we do something really serious, sort of taking the potential of Listly apart in a very sociable way, trying to see what it might lead to. Cork City Council, Holden Truck and Plant Rentals, have a truck here, and the driver has just got out and gone around the back and had a little thing with him. I don't know whether he was tying up the back of the lorry or something, but right here we are, right stuck in a traffic jam in the centre of Patrick Street. And there we are. Cork City Council. That's the council of the city where I am. And it says, keep Cork clean. Keep Cork clean. That's a very good idea. It's actually a very good idea. I mentioned Tidy Towns competition earlier. That's a great competition. What do competitions do? They encourage people to gather together in a group, and this particular one, and make their own village or town or city, I guess. Mall towns, I suppose. Maybe Cork isn't allowed to enter the Tidy Town competition. Cork is really a big town, let's be honest about it. It's got more of the characteristics of a big town, I think, than a big city. But anyway, there we are. You could say it's a small city, I suppose. Anyway, that's controversial. That really is controversial, and there could be a public debate about that. The fact that some English king gave away a charter to a place in Ireland a long time ago, and that meant that the place got the label of a city, does not mean it really is a proper city. Okay, this is the sound of a man heading for Fusion PR. Oh, I think I'd better ring a bell or something like that. They're on the fourth floor here. Let's just ring a bell.
Hello, Fusion.
Oh, hello, it's Paul O'Mahony. I wonder, would Greg Canty be there?
Right, do you have an appointment to see him, or...?
Would you mind letting Greg know that I'm here? And he won't mind... he's expecting me.
Yeah, just close the door on the fourth floor.
Thanks a million. Wonderful, right. Inside. Now, four floors. I rather fancy walking up rather than going in a lift. Been stuck in a car all day, and the prospect of climbing a stairs is very much more attractive than getting into another cooped up lift. Beautiful, beautiful stairs here. Really nice tiles on the wall. Yeah, but it's a long way up to the fourth floor. I tell you what, I'm not going to take you with me. I'll tell you when I've got there.